Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I poke around on the internet myself and occasionally find stories that catch my eye. And this one out of Hong Kong from theguardian.com. But the amazing thing about this is that this is a scam that happens everywhere. And it's universal, well, at least worldwide. But what's bizarre about this one is that it happened in Hong Kong. And so much of it will seem familiar to us, but of course it happened over there. So just to know that we're not alone over here with what happens with the scams. Hong Kong woman conned out of $32 million in phone scam, and she's 90 years old. A Hong Kong woman who's 90 years old has been conned out of U.S. $32 million by fraudsters posing as Chinese officials, police have said, in the city's biggest recorded phone scam. Now, here's where it'll start to sound familiar. Police said on Tuesday that scammers had targeted an elderly woman living in a mansion on The Peak, which is the ritziest neighborhood in Hong Kong. Last summer, the criminals contacted the woman and said they were Chinese public security officials. They claimed her identity had been used in a serious crime on mainland China, which is kind of like calling up someone in America and saying, your identity's been used in a serious crime on the Mexican border. I mean, I'm reading this going, I've heard this story before, but I haven't. She was told she needed to transfer money from her bank account into ones held by the investigation team for safekeeping and scrutiny. And this story was reported by the South China Morning Post, according to police sources. Now, that's a little different. Because in the American scam that I've heard, and I've gotten maybe a dozen of these phone calls, they say your social security number was identified as being involved in some kind of crime on the Mexican border, and you need to call us or your social security number will be suspended. Here they said basically there's something involving identity theft or so on, and you need to do something about your money and your bank accounts, otherwise it'll disappear. And of course it does disappear, but in a different way. Police said several days later, a person arrived at her house with a dedicated mobile phone and a SIM card to communicate with the fake security agents who persuaded her to make a total of 11 bank transfers. So we need you, to protect your money, and we need to do it in 11 bank transfers. Over 5 months, the woman gave a total of 250 million Hong Kong dollars to the scammers, the largest sum ever by a phone con. And that 250 million HK turns out to be $32 million US. Police said the scam was only spotted because the elderly lady's domestic helper thought something suspicious was happening and contacted her employer's daughter, who then alerted officers. After an investigation, a 19-year-old was arrested for fraud. He's been released on bail. And that's according to police. And, you know, the question always is, where do you get the bail money from? Hong Kong is one of the world's highest concentration of billionaires. Many of them are elderly, making them vulnerable to scammers. Reports of phone scams rose almost 20% in the first quarter of this year, with fraudsters pocketing some $350 million HK, which again is $45 million US, in that same period. In 2020, police said they handled 1,100 phone scam cases where a total of $74 million US was stolen. Last year, a 65-year-old woman was duped out of $10 million after a similar scheme where people posed as mainland security officials. So apparently mainland security officials is kind of like the FBI in terms of their ability to just use a name or a word to invoke fear into people. And I have spoken to quite a few people who've told me about their experiences, not necessarily with a phone scam like this, but with an elderly relative. And I also read other stories. I've read so many of these that I don't know why I find them just utterly fascinating. It's sad, but they're interesting to me because clearly they've found a way to prey on people that works, and it's universal. Like I said, it works on a woman in Hong Kong the way it can work on a person here in America. And so one of the problems is that when somebody who has a lot of money is transferring the money around and other people notice that, if they contact the bank and say, hey, look, we think that woman's being ripped off. We think that guy's being ripped off. Banks will often say, we can't talk to you about their bank account. Who are you? And so now if the police come in and say, hey, look, we really think this person's being ripped off. You got to be careful here. But there are situations where someone who's doing this, if they're convinced that upper-level people at the bank or at the government have contacted them and said, hey, look, we need your help here. There's an inside job going on at this bank. They're ripping people off, and we need you to help us. Now, most people would say, sounds like a personal problem of yours. But I think what they say is, well, the problem is they might steal your money. And if they steal your money, there's nothing we can do about it. So, you know, of course, none of that makes sense. I don't know what the banking laws are in Hong Kong. But of course, you probably know that in America, deposits are insured up to a certain amount and so on. So the point is that it's not always the case that if you figure this out, you can stop it. And there have been examples before where somebody found out that their elderly relative was being ripped off. They knew what bank was happening at. They call the bank and go, hey, look, this person's being ripped off. Bank says, we can't tell you what's going on in their account. Who are you? Are you a signatory on the account? So I've spoken in the last few months to people who have elderly relatives that they're worried about because there's a, if your life was a timeline, okay, you're born here and you pass away here, okay? And as you go from this side to this side, you get older. And we know that many people in their very, very late years need help with all kinds of things. And that's you know, that's something that happens with life. And if you've ever had relatives who went through like Alzheimer's, for instance, and you watch that happening, and you realize that it doesn't happen necessarily like that. It often is a gradual thing to where you'll see that occasionally there's little glimmers of something going wrong. But and so there's a time frame within which you're watching somebody and you're saying, do we need to step in here or not? And sometimes people who are getting older suspect that that's coming. They know that that date is coming. They don't want to have that happen to them. And when they're aware of the fact that that might happen, and they're thinking to themselves, I'm aware enough to understand this is happening. I don't need this to happen yet. I don't want to give up control of my life. So I've known people who kept driving long after they should have stopped. I've known people who kept control of their bank accounts long after somebody else should have stepped in and at least supervised it. And now, of course, there was a time when it was easier to control a phone. But if someone's got a cell phone and somebody dials it at random with a spoofed phone number, and the person doesn't understand technology well enough to understand that that number's not really who it says it is. So if you get a phone call from the FBI and you're of a generation that trusts what you read on your phone, you know, so that's the problem. That's the problem. And so I've talked about scams on this channel ad infinitum. But the problem is that, number one, not everyone on earth watches my channel. But number two, the people in my audience come from all spectrums of the age range. A lot of them are around my age, interestingly enough, plus or minus 10 years. That's where the bulk of my audience is. But I know that there are people in the audience who have relatives who are in the age group. And some of them are in that zone where they're aware enough of what's going on around them to say, no, I still want to be in control of my affairs. I still want to drive. I still want to have bank accounts. I can pay my own bills. And that's fine. But there is no moment where someone will call you and say, okay, by the way, today is the day that everything changes. No, it happens so gradually. And so it's important. I've said before that you need to talk to people in your life. We know who they are, about the dangers of the internet, the perils of phone calls and stuff like that. But you also have to keep an eye on the people that you know are vulnerable, especially the ones who might be entering that phase where they're getting closer to where someone's going to step in and really watch over them and their assets. I saw another story that was associated with this where somebody fell for one of these scams and wound up losing not only all the money they had in their bank, but they managed to sell their house and that money was gone too. And it was an elaborate scam. But once they got involved with this person and realized how vulnerable they were, that's how far they took it. And so that can happen. And, you know, it's bizarre to me. And my good friend, Mark Phillip, who is over in England, sent me a note the other day, and he said, Steve, do you realize how ironic it is that we grew up in the generation where you'd prank phone call somebody, and now we're being hounded by phone calls, junk phone calls. And it's a form of karma, I guess, in that respect. But I was watching one of the Bourne movies, the Jason Bourne movies the other day, and there's three of them. And the one in the middle, I always forget the names of them other than the first one. And in the middle one, there's a scene where he's in a townhouse, I believe in Germany, fighting another guy who is a member of the former Treadstone Project. If you haven't seen the movies, watch them. I like them. And during the middle of this battle to the death, the phone rings. My first thought was, hey, we're calling about the warranty on your BMW. That was the first thought I had was, oh, that's the phone call's never important nowadays. Nowadays, the phone call's most likely a junk phone call. And that's what we've become, unfortunately. So the key here is to be aware these things are still out there. They will not go away as long as they keep making money. And they're universal. They're universal. So a Hong Kong woman who's 90 years old got conned out of $32 million in a phone scam from TheGuardian.com. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I never found the companion that was so companionable as solitude.